Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business Podcast, episode number 272. Having more time will not help you reach your goals. So let's talk about what will.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business Podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Heidi Thompson. And I help wedding professionals of all different kinds book more of the weddings they really want to be working on, as well as build businesses that give them freedom and flexibility. And I have been speaking to tons of different wedding pros lately about their goals and why they struggle to reach them. And the most common thing that I heard was, if I just had more time, I could reach my goals. Do you think not having enough time is your problem? Think again, my friend, because this isn't the real problem. This is a symptom. The truth is, you don't have enough time because of the way that you're working. You probably think that the problem is time and you just need more of it, but you don't. You need to get more intentional about what you're spending your time on so you have the time to attract and book more of your ideal clients and reach your business goals. And the really cool thing about this is you actually need to be doing less than you think. This is something I see come up when I work with wedding professionals to help them create their 90-day plan. We start with their overall goals and then set milestones for 90 days, 60 days, and 30 days. Those are the things that need to get done for them to reach their goals. And then we break it down even further so they know what they need to be doing each week to reach their goals. The result is they know exactly what they need to be doing, and they have this incredible aha moment where they have so much clarity and direction, and it just feels like the clouds have parted. Because more time isn't going to do anything for you if you don't have the clarity and direction to know how to use it to reach your goals. And the thing that shocks a lot of wedding pros is how short the list of things they actually need to do is. One wedding planner I worked with was shocked by this and said, I've never had my shit this together. Because there are a million different things you could do in your business, but only a few of them help you reach your goals. When you focus on doing those things, you get to cut out a lot of the time-consuming fluff that isn't really getting you any results. So you actually end up getting more time back in this process, not having to work more or work harder. I've seen wedding pros I've worked with, like Liz Grimes, do this in her officiant business. She got down to just 25 hours per week because she was only working on the things that needed to get done for her to reach her goals. Your 90-day plan is this amazing thing that creates more time and more white space in your calendar. And it also gives you clarity on exactly what you need to do and when. For most wedding pros, determining the steps that they need to take to reach their goals is the hardest part of reaching their goals. And this provides complete clarity and direction. And this is exactly why I created my new one-on-one program, the Wedding Pro Goal Accelerator, to completely focus on this, because you're not lacking time. You're lacking direction and clarity. And that is actually costing you time, which makes it feel like you don't have enough time to reach your goals and you get trapped in this loop. Something else I hear from wedding pros that holds them back from reaching their goals is the belief that, well, I just need to learn this one more skill to reach my goals. I just need to master Instagram. I just need to learn how to improve my SEO. I just need to redo my website. A lot of wedding business owners go around collecting these skills like they're Pokemon, thinking that each of them will be the magic bullet, and then getting disappointed when they're not. They think that if they learn just one more skill, it'll solve everything. Those things may be important, but they are not the magic bullet to reaching your goals. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that magic bullet doesn't exist. That's why in my 90-day plan process, we look at your unique goals and then walk those backward to reverse engineer a path for you to follow in order to reach your goals. Your plan is not going to look like anyone else's because you, your goals, and your business are unique. That's why you can't just copy someone else's plan and hope it's going to work. So then if we determine that, yes, okay, one of those skills is part of your 90-day plan, we break down exactly what you need to do over the next 90 days. You don't learn SEO. That is so vague. You do keyword research for your homepage by April 2nd and then update the homepage copy to include those keywords by April 11th. Shifting from these big picture ideas of things that you want to work on to these specific actionable tasks has helped clients like mine, like Carolyn Kulb, a floral designer, go from doing random things and working hard for over 60 hours a week to taking specific actions aligned with her goals for no more than 40 hours a week. And as a result, she feels more in control, more clear, and she's reaching her goals. This is about taking action, not learning for the sake of learning. I have also met some wedding pros recently who have told me, if I had more money, I could achieve my goals. And sure, while financial resources can certainly be helpful, your success in reaching any goal requires more than just money. It also requires clarity, strategy, and execution. And even if you had more money, throwing money at things without a plan doesn't work. That's called a money pit. And I personally know two people who tried to throw money at their business to get more bookings, and it almost bankrupted them, both business and personally. More money doesn't necessarily get you to your goals. Sure, you can pay for advertising all you want, but if you don't have a plan for attracting and booking more clients, it's not going to work. It's just going to cost money. Advertising is not a magic bullet. Remember, there are no magic bullets here. You may be thinking, I can reach my goals on my own by continuing to work hard. And yeah, you can do it yourself. But are you moving closer to your goals or are you spinning your wheels? It absolutely breaks my heart when I meet people who have been spinning their wheels for years under the assumption that just working harder will get them to their goals. They're exhausted from taking this approach because that's just not true. You need clarity. You need direction. You need support. I'm not saying that you'll never have to work hard, but if all it took was working hard to be successful, 99% of the world's population would be successfully crushing their goals every single day. When you're immersed in the day-to-day operations of your wedding business, doing everything that needs to get done, it is so easy to get lost in the details and lose sight of the bigger picture. External support can provide valuable perspective, insights, and guidance to help you navigate the inevitable challenges that come up, make more informed decisions, and actually stay focused on your goals so you ensure you continue to move closer toward them. And quite frankly, sometimes we're just too close to be able to see the clear path forward. We can't see the forest for the trees. We lose the big picture and we get lost in the day-to-day work. And I say we because this is just as true for my business as it is yours. I can't tell you how many times I felt completely stuck and all it took for me to get unstuck was some external support. And I'm offering that external support in a new way. In my new one-on-one program, the Wedding Pro Goal Accelerator. It gives you a personalized 90-day plan that we will create together and the daily support from me that you need in order to implement. I'll be your partner in this process and you won't stay stuck. This is not a DIY thing. This is not about learning more. It's about taking action to reach your goals so you actually reach them and they don't become things that you put on the back burner for someday. And if you're hearing this and you're thinking, hell yes, Heidi, I need this. How can I get it? Applications officially open on April 3rd, but you can DM me on Instagram. I am Evolve Your Wedding Business. And get all the info before I officially open it to the public. Shoot me a DM, send me the word goal, and I will send you the information. You can also DM me with any questions you have, like, is this something that's going to be a good fit for you or not? No pressure at all. I will let you know either way. I cannot wait to hear from you, and I hope that you stop thinking that you just have to be able to magically manufacture more time for yourself, because that's not actually the case. That's not the real problem. That's a symptom of the problem. And by focusing on getting the clarity and direction and support that the Goal Accelerator provides, you actually get time back, which is a pretty fantastic win-win. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Be sure to shoot me that DM over on Instagram, and I'll speak to you again very soon.